the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Land, Junior Mark Davila, Pop Clips.
Oh, hi. Oh, you made it.
Finally.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here. Can you tell I'm being sarcastic?
Because
I don't give a fuck if anyone comes or not. Yeah. Listen, this is my birthday party for me. I could be here by myself. I don't fucking care. More cake for me.
All right, can we get to the clips, or are we gonna play games? Are we gonna play games or play clips?
I don't know. They're kind of both related.
We're gonna dance or work out, is what a wise man once said to me.
He did. He was a professional dancer.
I swear, you know what? That is one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me in my mind.
Some dude said that line to you?
Mark and I had a gym membership, which we hardly ever went, but yeah. That was beside the point.
And when we did, we barely worked out. We mostly just looked at chicks.
Oh, I couldn't take it anymore.
I know.
Like, I would be better off in one with all dudes. I would get more done.
Yeah. I mean, we went steady for a while.
I'd go to certain machines because there was a hot chick next to me.
We saw no fucking... We were there for a while. We saw no results at all from working out because we didn't do much working out, really.
Plus,
we were there a long
time,
You know, it's diet anyway. Well, no, I mean...
We'd work out and then go to get a fucking big sub.
Yeah, but still working the muscles does something. We weren't doing...
Not really.
No, of course not. You see those giant built guys? They don't do shit.
Yeah, they also have a special diet for that. And they probably take roids.
Do you think if they just ate their special diet and not went to the gym, they'd still be as big?
They'd be in good shape.
But they'd still be as big?
But the diet...
Because according to you...
You need to add stuff to it. Yeah, whatever. What are you, an expert?
Apparently more than you, because you don't even know you need to go to the gym.
I don't need to go to the gym. I hate the gyms.
I didn't say you as in you.
No.
You as in a person. Because you're not a fucking person. Play the goddamn clips.
I like chopping wood. That's my working out.
What are you, Rocky? In Russia?
Yeah.
You're fucking commie.
Anyways, first clip up.
Pinko.
When you're doing a phone into a radio station, you probably don't want to be driving. As former Australian golf pro turned radio host Mark Allen learned.
That's not me.
Because he called into a show on the Sports Entertainment Network in Australia to talk about the Ryder Cup, which is for people like Mark who don't know, is international golf competition where each country is a team.
Good day, mate. I like golf here. You want to take a swing?
He was talking about the American singles lineup, and then you hear...
Oh, he's in one of the fucking singles mingles? He's supposed to be talking about fucking golf, not about dating. Come on, dude.
Look here. I've got it here. But you go through some of their swings. Now, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed, Ricky Fowler, and Hunter Mahan. All beautiful swings. Guess where they
beautiful.
Were put from Tom Watson? They were the first four players out on singles day, so... There's a move by Tom Watson.
Is it just me, or is it really hard to understand?
We need points early to put some pressure on Europe. So he put the four best swings.
Yeah,
one, two, three, four.
The quality,
after that,
and just his heavy accent on top of that.
I've just crashed, KB. The car.
Oh, jingos.
Jingo. Is that slang
not
over
just
there?
A mistake.
Jingo.
Well, we'll let you go, and we'll get back later. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Everybody's okay.
Yeah, my mate's dead.
Craig Howard's listening from Berwick Mercedes Benz.
We need a tow truck.
Okay, Craig.
We need a tow truck. So this is live radio. This is the first time we've had
a crash on live radio.
Now he was obviously he was on hands free.
The thing is,
on hands free.
You don't know if he was on fucking hands free.
Surprised you hadn't pulled over. But look, you ran in the back of someone, have you?
Oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he blaming him for it already?
Yeah, okay, well, don't say anything for legal reasons. That's what's coming through
was
from Craig Howard at the
that
moment.
He
don't
surprised
say anything
he
for legal
pull
reasons.
Over
can you believe that?
To do the interview?
He's had a crash while speaking on radio. That is a first. That is
shut the
that
fuck
is an
up,
absolute
Aussie.
First. I reckon that'd make a good promo, don't you think? That would make a very good.
Anyway, was that what he was saying? That I'm surprised you didn't pull over? Was it to do the interview? Because
yeah.
if that's what he was saying, he's already putting blame on that dude. It's your fault. That's what he's saying.
Well, he hit somebody, so it is his fault.
Yeah, still.
There's no internet.
Oh.
He hit someone. It's his fault.
Well, no. He just said he crashed.
He said he hit somebody.
Oh, did he?
I don't know.
It's hard to understand him.
It's hard for you to pay attention. Anyways. Up next.
I got a lot going on.
Our friend Scott Buchanan. He hasn't anymore burned my goat, so I guess nothing's really angered him lately. But he did do a new episode of Wake Up with Sunny Girl and Rocky.
Good morning. Welcome to Wake Up with Sunny Girl and Rookie. Yeah, I'm not awake yet. I'm the one and only sexy mama, not from the Bahamas, Sunny Girl, along with my sidekick thief, who's always wearing his mask, Ruggy the Raccoon.
Oh, how he says raccoon.
Good morning, everyone.
He can't fucking say Sunny raccoon.
Girl, you really need to lay off the coffee. It's going to your head.
If this is a kid's show, why did he describe the female puppet as being sexy?
And not from the Bahamas.
This is fucking for kids. It's really sexy. Everyone wants to fuck this puppet.
And how do you think being on a bottle sitting on a shelf for a couple weeks is a mini vacation?
Well, we haven't had to do any talking or have someone give us a rectal exam, have we?
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? But this is supposed to be for kids.
What do you do with you? The older you
rectal
get,
exams being
get.
Sexy?
Maybe I should try out for AGT, America's Got Talent.
Well, there's four buzzes waiting to happen.
I'm talented. I can sing. La 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 la.
So
I
him and his gross-ass girlfriend are crouched down on the floor
with
their arms up.
Wait a minute.
I can see clearly now.
Are you telling me that's not a real raggoon? Because I thought it was a real raggoon.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure
you're
it's
nuts.
Not.
I can see you up there and getting buzz. You would be thinking,
just "Yeah,
I made
down
it."
There
if
saying
they love
this
me,
dumbass
I need to
shit.
Find out you were the dream. You were dreaming the whole thing, and the buzzing was your alarm clock going off.
Where do they get money for some of these puppets? Even though
you mention this every fucking week, man.
Rocky the Raccoon isn't a puppet though; it's a stuffed animal.
Yeah,
I can sing. La 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 la.
The interesting part is that.
Actually, it is a puppet. Or unless they took a stuffed animal and just ripped a hole in
could
the back.
Be.
So what do you?
The person who's doing a raccoon has a deep. Who's a woman has a deeper voice.
I know.
On AGT.
And why is he being the woman and she's being the man?
You just answered your own question because she has a deeper voice than he does.
With our luck, Chef Pierre would win over us. Well, it's time for Sesame Street today. Big Bird.
Hold on. They just made a callback to one of their other characters, Chef Pierre.
Yeah.
Like
well, listen. If you're a fucking fan of this show, you know all the characters.
Well, yeah, Chef Pierre has his own show, Jokes with Chef Pierre.
Finds a new friend. Are you coming, Sunny Girl?
Yes, I'm coming.
So we're supposed to play this for our kids before an episode of Sesame Street.
Keep reaching for the stars and never stop.
I feel like he stole that from somebody.
I'm really fucking sad. If from like Star Search, 1984 Star Search. Mm.
So there's a singer that you probably never heard of, Mark, called Ryan Adams.
I know Brian.
Right. Ryan Adams, he sang that song. He sang the Wonderwall cover years ago. That's what most people know him from. I love him, all his other albums, but he's good. And for years, he hated the Brian Adams jokes. One time, someone said, play Summer of 69. And he kicked him out. Because he was pissed. Like, no, I'm not Brian Adams. I'm Ryan Adams.
I know Brian Adams. I heard of him.
But apparently he's gotten over it because the other day at a concert, he played Run to You by Brian. Ryan Adams played Brian Adams, Run to You.
Is this because he's lost some popularity? No one gives a fuck about him?
Who?
Him. So, like, you know, do
no,
something.
No, he's. I mean, he's an indie guy. He's not a huge star, but people love him.
Really?
Just because you haven't heard of him doesn't mean he's no good.
I don't know. I kind of think that's exactly what it means. I mean, it's fine.
Rocky the Raccoon would love this.
That is true. This is a raccoon favorite.
Marco wishes he played the Brian Adams song about the, from the,
Yeah, you're right.
Men in Tights movie. Oh, it was from Robin Hood, not Men in Tights.
Oh, man. I love that song, man. They're from Robin. They're the actual Robin Hood movie with Kevin Costner?
Yeah,
I love that one, man.
What about Heaven? Although I like the cover of the dance cover of Heaven a few years back.
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah. Next up, Mary Lambert has a song which did not quite make it to the top 40 pop hits, but she did make it to the top 40 of adult hits. Which is weird.
That sounds strange.
But she's a girl and she sings, I guess. And she does poetry and she's into
poetry,
gay rights and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, fucking poetry.
It's a song called Secrets. Because we're pop clips, we play pop music.
Game yeah, that's true.
Here we go.
Man, there's a chubby face.
Well, she's a big girl. That's her deal, man.
That's my thing, man. I'm fat. Can we just take all our flaws and say that's our thing?
If you want.
That's my thing, man. I'm ugly. Yeah, that's my thing. I know. It's by design.
You know what?
I smell. That's my thing. I don't use deodorant on purpose. I know. I smell. Yeah. Get used to it. That's my thing.
She pulls it off, though. She
Holy good. Shit. They did a whole fucking body shot. She's bigger than I thought.
She's sitting in a chair.
She's standing, I think.
No, she's not.
In this one, she's still in the chair?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I can see the legs of the chair unless she has six legs.
Ah, pretty sure she's standing. She's pretty big. Is that your secret? I mean, if you're only listening to the radio, you don't know the secret, how big she is.
I like her.
She's pretty. I'm not saying she's not attractive.
Well, then what are you saying?
That she's fat. What are you, dumb?
Doesn't
you know
fat
what I'm
mean
saying?
Unattractive?
No. You can be big and... You never heard of Big and Beautiful? It has its own initials. BBW.
I know. But if you go on going, oh my god, she's so fat.
Yeah, I still fucked her.
That doesn't make... It's just wrong.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me. You're putting her down for it and then one hand.
Yeah.
The other hand going, looks good though.
I put everyone down. Doesn't matter, I wouldn't fuck them. I like the song too. She's still huge. I'm sure she loves her butt. Yeah. It just happens to rhyme.
What about this other chick in the video? You like her?
Isn't that her?
Yeah.
You think you're gonna fool me?
Yeah.
I'm fucking stupid.
This other chick's, ooh, I like her.
Way better than the other one. Not big at all. Everyone in the video is her in different clothes.
I don't like everyone.
Yep. Even those black chicks behind her. I don't like the fucking sleeves on a chick. I'm sorry.
Well, that's technically not a sleeve. It's just an arm tattoo.
Well,
sleeves, I mean, go down to the wrist.
True. Okay. Half sleeve, shoulder to elbow. That looks fucking gross. I'm sorry. Tattoos are fine in moderation. Something that big. That's very, it's telling. There's some shit going on with her.
I like the song.
Yeah, so do I. It's good. It's catchy.
We'll run the show someday.
I'm surprised. Great. Now she's going to hear about how fat she is.
Would you mention to her how fat she is if she was on the
show? Man, you're fat. No, of course not. We talked about this earlier in the week.
That's how you should treat people all the time. You treat people as if they were in the room with you. That's what my mom always told me.
Why? So assholes never know that they're assholes?
Well, assholes is a different story.
Really?
Why? She's a nice girl.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's not. I'm not saying she's an asshole either. Just for an example. If someone's an asshole, but we always talked about them like they were here, we wouldn't say, like, why do you treat people like shit? Why do you talk to everyone like that? You're a huge prick. No, you'd be like, oh, hey, and we just fucking take it, because they're in the room with us.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right. Good song.
Anyways,
she's fat.
We got other stuff to play.
What are you going
to
do?
Next up.
Cute, though.
Next up. Remember the song Slayer, Angel of Death?
Vaguely. I like Slayer. You always want to, like, kick somebody's ass to this shit.
I do. Can we fight now? I'm pissed.
In your imagination, though, you're not the one getting your ass kicked, right?
Never. Because
in reality, that's probably how it would be.
I have Slayer on my side, Mark.
Other people have muscles on this.
What?
Side.
Can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
Slayer's playing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I imagine you getting your ass kicked.
This dude decided to play Angel of Death on his banjo, and it sounds pretty much just like what we just played.
Death metal banjo. It's good. You don't hear much banjo playing these days, so I'm glad he's bringing
it back. Well, did you ever hear the band Mumford & Sons, Mark?
Nope. Actually, I've heard of them. I don't know their music.
A lot of banjo.
Other dude's playing a slide whistle.
For the screeching vocals. You know, I bought a slide whistle and it sucks.
Yeah, well, you don't have to play it like this dude.
I think it's a slide whistle, not my playing.
Yeah, probably a little of both. Put it away.
Right here. He's busted.
Yeah, you're busted. Asshole complains about the sound mix on this shit. He's playing a whistle into the microphone. These guys are good, though. I like them. Way better than that fat chick.
Shut up.
I mean, I kind of get the point. Did he do something different, or?
You gotta be careful when you put down girls, Mark. Because I remember the one time you said something about somebody's, some girl, and then the guy said, "Dude, don't say that. That's my girlfriend." And you didn't even know that they were dating, and then you felt really bad.
I guess you're pretty vague. I barely know what you're talking about. But I mean, that shit can happen.
Next up, we have some competition for our friend Top Dog, who will play in a little while, by the name of Jaden Smith.
Will Smith's kid?
Yep, he's a rapper now, and this is his song.
Fuck you, dude. Silver. Don't tell me you cry,
'cause I know that you Mark likes hate him because he's not fat. Don't
tell nope, hate him too. Me, I know I'm just tripping, 'cause you tore down my ego, and I listen. Why did I listen?
Don't tell me you cry. You can tell he can't really sing. Like, the music's good, and the seagulls and all that stuff.
Who's yelling in the background?
It's like a choir behind him or something. And seagulls.
I think some dude's telling him to shut the fuck up.
Hey, shut up!
There's like a conversation going on back there.
Yeah, anyway, this dude can't fucking sing, right? I know.
It doesn't matter.
His dad's Will Smith or something.
Wholesale and flies, propellers, man, it's raining umbrellas. Tati went to go and find Stella. Tail went to
get. Is this any better than Top Dog?
No, Top Dog is actually better. Call me crazy. I get more enjoyment from listening to Top Dog than this dude. He's insecure. He's fuck the you, man.
His father's rap royalty.
Yeah, I know.
It's not really. Will Smith isn't much of a rapper anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, he made a living.
Parents just don't understand.
You fucking sit home and hold your daddy's wallet, alright? Because you don't have any fucking talent. But you have fucking money, so you can put this shit out, and we could have a rap party and watch your album drop and pretend that you're a fucking celebrity. Meanwhile, you don't have shit. Everything is fucking riding your daddy's coattails. Congratulations.
I hope your man doesn't get jealous.
I have
jealous.
Nothing, but I worked for my hope fucking nothing.
I hope your man doesn't get jealous. I hope your man doesn't get jealous. Hope your man doesn't get jealous.
Hope your man doesn't get jealous.
I hope your man doesn't get jealous. Yeah, I can do that.
Listen, he said it like three times. I don't need
your
you.
Man doesn't get jealous.
He said it more than three times.
But stop.
By the way, the song goes on for 7 minutes. Let's jump ahead 2 more minutes.
Baby, yeah, that's it. Yeah, all right. My dad's Will Smith.
The way that you choke was just so emotional.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish that my mouth never
Men in Black 4
girl,
coming
I
out.
You know that no society or a coke can take me away from you.
Did he say a coke's gonna attack him?
I don't fucking know. I'm gonna bust him upside the head with a bottle of coke.
Really, is he any better than this guy?
Yo, this is Top Dog here, chilling like a Macmillan. I'm spilling my rum. I'm getting my bag.
Chilling like a Macmillan.
Fag. Sit in the rag. And play like a dag. Chicken, you're so spitting smart.
What's a dag?
Dag, trying man, dag. Dag it? Dag nabbit? Come on, man, get with it. Dag nabbit?
That's my favorite part.
You know what? If he had music behind
hey,
it,
Facebook.
It would be fucking right on par. Right on fucking par. With music behind it. You need to bet on that.
But he had we played one where he had music.
Yeah, last time he had.
There's no better than Jaden Smith.
No,
Top
not
Dog
at all.
Is just as good. Anyways, Top Dog in 2013 all wished us a happy Easter, and you guys missed out on it, so I thought I'd play it.
Yeah, know. Let's hear it.
I mean, Easter's nowhere near here.
But Easter's coming
this is
out.
Top Dog. Happy Easter, everybody. Yeah, it's time to get.
Oh, this video is called Happy Easter Cunts.
Okay.
There's chocolate eggs. Ow. 'Cause I'm about to eat them all, and I'm care 'cause I'm gonna bowl, and I'm gonna fall and stumble. Yeah, I'm going to the Royal Rumble. What you saying?
Yeah, Royal Rumble,
'cause I'm in your game. Now,
I prefer SummerSlam.
Goes back.
That's just me.
Yeah, I'm gonna give these haters a heart attack. You're gonna get a miss.
Is he have a different song playing behind him?
Yeah.
No, he's watching TV.
Take over.
The game's
you think
on.
During a session, a recording session, you'd turn TV down.
Put it on mute.
Down nobody but me.
Aw, man, speaking of Easter eggs, I could go for one of those Cadbury cream eggs. And what the fuck, man? We can't get those all year round?
Mark, they have them now. I saw a lady, I was at the register, and a lady in front of me was buying Halloween cream eggs.
Oh, really? They have them?
Yeah.
So do they only have them during holidays now, or can you get them, like, all year round?
Yeah, because I think they get them Christmas, too.
But can you get them all the time?
I really don't know. I'm not really an expert on Halloween.
I don't. I thought. I mean, I thought you were Cadbury expert. Don't you work for Cadbury?
My name is not Cadbury.
My dad is Justin.
This is Mike Cadbury Jr.
No, give me.
You might know my father, Mike Cadbury Sr., inventor of a Cadbury cream egg.
Because I'm money tougher, and you ain't only my brother.
I think I'm going to record this and play it for my family on Easter next year.
Hey, come on.
All right, everyone, gather around. We have a message from Ian Top Dog. Ian Griffiths, a.k.a. Top Dog. He's got a special... The description of this video is, hey, it's Ian Top Dog Griffiths. And I'm just saying happy Easter.
You know what?
I'm sad that he hasn't really put anything up in a long time. These are all like
he's
old
clips.
He's probably
dead. But I think your family would appreciate this more than saying grace.
My family doesn't say grace.
I know.
One time my sister tried, and everyone was like,
shut the fuck up.
Next up, Mark thinks he's a fantastic whistler.
And
well,
I am.
This man has something to say about that. His name is Roger Whittaker, the Finnish whistler.
I say he has no wit.
Doesn't this make you want to whistle when you hear other people whistling?
Kind of. You know, the thing is, he's doing bird calls, and he's playing a guitar to it. I just fucking whistle. I don't need any
what about
company.
This part?
He needs a whistle on his own. He doesn't need any fucking music.
I like it.
Well, you whistle like shit, dude.
You try to whistle as good as him.
I can't do a tune because his music's so overpowering. I can't even do it.
Whistle what he's doing.
I don't know what tune he's doing.
His lips must get so chapped after a performance.
Chapstick, man. You gotta invest.
They didn't invent chapstick back in the 60s. They used to have to put feces on their lips. That's how they got rid of the chapness.
Alright, stop this, man. I'll fucking take him on.
You're not even close to
it. Oh, come on.
Look at the assholes on the internet. The other day I saw a Dimebag Darrell like thing when the guitarist of Pantera playing guitar when he was a kid, and he's like, look at him rip. And then some guy's like, when I was 15, I played just as good as him. But in my town, it would be really hard to get in the music industry.
Yeah, I live in Hollywood.
So it's like, and that's all over the internet. You'll play something like, this guy sucks. I'm way better than him. They have no proof, though.
Meanwhile, the dude's fucking dead. So who's the better whistler, me or him? Are we time traveling?
I don't know that he's dead, actually.
He's fucking dead. This clip's in black and white. Have you seen his beard? He's dead.
Alright, back to the hook.
Like I said, most of it's fucking guitar work.
Like, he's like, alright, everyone in the... You sing, and he holds his microphone out, everyone has to whistle.
I don't know. Some people don't know how to whistle. You'll hear some dude...
Are people incapable of whistling, or they just don't know how to do it?
I think they just don't know how, because, I mean, we all have lips, we all have a fucking tongue. We can breathe. And just never figured it
and
out.
And finally, for the last clip, is a story of a girl... who cried a river and she drowned the whole world.
Oh, stop crying! You know I can't swim!
But she looks so... Even though she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely loved it when she smiled.
Play the fucking song.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned
the whole
world.
It is a catchy song.
And while she looks so sad in photographs...
This will be our only hit.
Yeah, this guy's went away, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah. They still got this one song, man.
I like the girl in the video. She's hot. The girl cries and drowns everybody. I'd be glad to be drowned by her tears. or vaginal secretions.
Well, if someone's gonna murder you and you have the choice between a chick murdering you and a dude, are you picking the chick?
Yeah, like if you could pick a way to die, wouldn't you want it to be suffocation by vagina?
I'd prefer, if I were to pick a way to die and I had to, I'd pick a fucking bullet in the head because I don't want to fucking suffer. I want to be over.
What about a heart attack during sex?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to die of a heart attack. It might be a long,
well,
it might
a massive,
be lingering.
A massive one, I think, is, you know.
I don't know how quick it is, man. Because once your heart stops, I mean, there's still blood in your system.
But
I think you're still going to be going for
you
like a minute.
You can die having sex with a chick of your choice. Chick of your choice in the whole world. What do you say?
Oh, you know what I'd do? I'd as I'm fucking somebody then, I'd fuck somebody else over. Like, let's say this is in the 50 years in the future, I pick your wife. Like, fuck you, dude.
You're gonna make her all this shit. She's not gonna have sex for years after that.
Whatever, man.
First of all, you made me have sex with your friend, and he's pretty old. It's 50 years from now, so he's like 85.
I know. Yep. Fuck
and
you.
I had to fuck him, and then he died. Yep. You didn't tell me he was gonna die when we fucked him. You just said it was like a cuckold type of situation. You didn't say he was gonna die, you sick bastard.
Yep, that's why
divorce.
That's why I did it, man. Fuck everyone else in my way.
Good, let's get a divorce. I'm sick of your dumbass anyway.
Yeah. Did you realize you're old now too?
Oh, she's like 30 years my youth.
Still. Like if you're 85, she's 30 years
50.
Younger.
50.
Yeah, pretty old.
If you're 150, could be pretty good looking, you know. This is the story of a Mark who cried a river and
drowned the whole world. You couldn't think of anything to rhyme with Mark, huh? Dark. Story about Mark who likes to sleep
and
in the dark.
She sucks my cock. What happened to the girl from this video?
I don't know.
She's hot, I wonder?
She's still hot.
I mean, it's 14 years later.
Yeah, she's still good. I don't know what she's doing.
Probably ruined herself by having kids or something.
Yeah, she probably has.
Don't you get like angry when you hear about hot chicks having kids? Like, but I heard Mila Kunis was having kids. Like, fuck you, Mila Kunis.
No, I don't care. Because because you knew you were gonna get Mila Kunis. Now she ruined her body. Now you don't even want her anymore.
Yeah.
Like I was gonna get you. I mean, I was. Now I gotta really think about it.
All right, let's let Roger Whittier and his whistling play us out. Go to hotshotwizkids.com. Blah blah blah. Shut up, Mark. Show's over.
Fine. Fuck this dude. HotshotWizKids.com.